Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's podcast, we bring you an article from the Minghui correspondent Zhang Yun, entitled Afghan Journalist, A Miraculous Book Changed My Life. The article was published on the Minghui website on June 5, 2022. As a Euronews journalist in Afghanistan, Mariam Shahi experienced many dangerous situations. Although she was not physically injured by the explosions and gunfire around her, she was psychologically traumatized for years. To compound her stress, when the COVID pandemic arrived, she had flu-like symptoms for 3 months. During those most difficult days, Mariam heard about Falun Dafa from a video circulated on social media. The story of a person's miraculous recovery from COVID made her curious about the practice. "I was so inspired by the story," she recalled. "It was as if at the end of life I saw a door to a new future." This is Mariam's story. Part 1. Traumatic Experience. In order to report on a protest rally and march in Kabul, Afghanistan's capital, Mariam went to a public square to shoot video footage. "I received a phone call from a French news editor," she recalled. "He asked me to interview an organization's Supreme Council member who was participating in the rally." Little did she know, but the phone call saved her life. "To interview the council member, I had to come out of the crowd and stand in a less noisy place," Mariam explained. "But 2 minutes into the interview, an explosion and then a second explosion occurred at the exact place where I stood before. While hurrying to a wall for protection, machine guns began shooting at the protesters from a hidden location not far from her. I thought the terrorists might shoot at me," she added, "but somehow I survived the incident." But the tragic scene caused lasting trauma, both physically and mentally. 2 months later, I began having severe shortness of breath," she said. "Then I started to have symptoms of heart disease and serious abdominal pain, which lasted for months. These symptoms went up and down in intensity. Doctors in Kabul said they were caused by stress and they prescribed sedatives. The medicines only relieved the pain, but did not make it go away." In 2018, she went to Iran for treatment. A psychiatrist said, "I had post-traumatic stress disorder, and I had to take antipsychotics for 6 months," she said. Part 2. A Voice from the Heart. Mariam still suffered from depression, although not as bad as before. "When I read about the pollution of natural resources and how the Earth's ecological system is deteriorating, I felt the Earth was dying," she explained. "I was so worried about the future and future generations." Yet in her heart, she always had a feeling, as if she had something important to do. "I had that thought for years. Although I did not know exactly what I was supposed to do, but the major decisions of my life were made based on that voice from my heart." She wanted to follow the voice, but didn't know exactly how. Friends around her shared their experiences. They suggested she focus on work and learn English so that she could earn more money or find a job as a government officer. But they missed the point. "That wasn't what I wanted," Mariam said. As time passed, she found herself drifting. She felt like she was losing control of herself. "When I felt sad, I easily lost my patience," she said. "I became irritable and often vented my anger on the people close to me." One day in early 2020, Mariam had a dream. "It was as if I was sliding down on wheels. The speed increased and I lost control," she recalled. "Then at a turning point, a force pushed me backward and I stopped. I woke up frightened. If that force had not stopped me, I would have fallen over that cliff. She did not know what that dream meant until several months later. Part 3. Encountering hope in the most difficult days. When the first wave of COVID-19 arrived in Afghanistan in March 2020, Kabul implemented isolation measures. I was preparing my graduation thesis for my master's degree, so I was under intense mental pressure, she said. During the following 3 months, every day she woke up coughing and her throat was sore. This went on every day until evening, which made her exhausted. She took medicines, including Chinese medicines, but they did not help. My younger sister had a summer break, so she went on vacation with my parents, Mariam said. I was home alone. I felt lonely and depressed. Fortunately, my illness was not COVID, otherwise I might have died. During those difficult days, she often browsed social media. One day, she saw a video about the persecution of Falun Dafa in China, but she did not finish watching it. Then she noticed a post about how people recovered from COVID by reciting Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. Although I did not have the virus, I was curious and wondered if this could help me. I had been suffering like this for months, but none of the medicines I took made any difference. Mariam thought, I'll try this because there's nothing to lose. That morning, she began reciting the phrases in Persian. After a few minutes, I began sneezing, and I felt that my body was not so heavy anymore, she explained. When I recited the phrases in the afternoon, I started sneezing again. My body became lighter, and I felt very comfortable. To learn more about Falun Dafa, she contacted a practitioner whose information she found on a Falun Dafa website. With his help, Mariam downloaded Duan Falun and the music for the 5 sets of exercises. The first evening she read Duan Falun was memorable for Mariam. She was too excited to sleep. My mind was purified. The contents in the book also made me rethink the knowledge I'd learned in school, as well as religions, she said. In fact, I found that some principles I'd learned in life were consistent with Falun Dafa's teachings. During those days under the stay-at-home policy, she went many hours reading Duan Falun and doing the exercises every day. Sometimes even when I was half awake, I could feel that Master Li, Falun Dafa's founder, was purifying my body and helping me to improve cultivation, Mariam recalled. Part 4. Life renewed. Shortly after Mariam began to practice Falun Dafa, her friends noticed her positive changes. My complexion looked fresher and younger, and my face no longer looked as tired and nervous as it used to. What my friends didn't know was that my intense grief was gone, she recalled. In a world I felt was coming to an end, suddenly a door was opened. I experienced real happiness. Mariam felt fortunate to find Falun Dafa. Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa, wrote in On Dafa in Duan Falun, quote, if the human race is able to improve its character, conduct and thinking by grounding these in moral values, it will be possible for civilization to endure and even for miracles to occur again in the human world, unquote. Her view of the world changed. When walking out of the house, she no longer only saw the dusty streets and dark skies. Suddenly the streets, trees, shops and passerby seemed increasingly brighter. Everything looked beautiful and invigorating to me. It was as if my surroundings had taken on a new life, she explained. Impressed by her new positive outlook, some of Mariam's friends also wanted to practice Falun Dafa. 2 close friends have already started practicing cultivation. One of them had unsuccessfully tried fertility treatments for years. Her problem was resolved shortly after she started practicing, she said. A close friend also practiced Falun Dafa, and my sister and I lived with her until the Taliban came to power in Afghanistan. During the first, second, and third COVID outbreaks, My practitioner friend and I did not get infected, she said. Even though Mariam's sister did not practice, she was blessed by Falindafa and did not get the virus either. During that time, I learned that a friend I had known for several years was a Falindafa practitioner, so she helped me and my friend join the online group study, she said. Part 6. Letting go of attachments. Being a Falindafa practitioner means aligning oneself with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, to be a better person. After starting cultivation, I realized that, contrary to my previous ideas, I had many attachments that I wanted to give up, she explained. So she began to work on identifying and eliminating each one. She also had some interesting experiences. One night, I found myself in a car and the driver was taking me to another world. A young girl sat next to me. I didn't recognize her and asked, "Who are you?" She replied, "I have been waiting 20 years to practice Dafa," Mariam said. She didn't know that moving from one dimension to another was so easy. Then she saw a very young man with the face of a Chinese Buddha wearing a jade-coloured Buddhist robe that momentarily changed to pink. I thought he must be our teacher, Mr. Li Hongzhe. Master guided the girl and me to another world, where many Dafa disciples were standing at different heights on a mountain. Some, like me, were not on the heights and were standing on the ground, she continued. Dafa disciples could easily communicate with telepathy from any height on the mountain on which they stood. Although we were a large crowd, without the need for speakers or sound equipment, we could talk to each other. Mariam felt that this was encouragement. My impression was that Master accepted me as his student, she explained. Today I understand that to be a Dafa practitioner, one is extremely fortunate and has serious responsibilities. Part 7. Leaving Afghanistan. Due to the political turmoil in Afghanistan, Mariam decided to leave in August 2021. At that time, the Spanish embassy sent some troops to the Kabul airport to bring her, her sister, and her friend into the airport. The crowd and pressure were too much. The Spanish embassy asked us to wear red and yellow scarves and coats so that they could identify us. I also sent a photo of ourselves standing in the crowd to let the Spanish soldiers know where we were, she recalled. Mariam remembered that the media director who was following her departure from Afghanistan had advised them to stand by the wall so that the soldiers could easily reach them. Fortunately, at the same time, we were shoved from the middle of the crowd to the corner of the wall when the crowd pressure increased, she wrote. There were so many people that we could not see our feet. Suddenly, an explosion erupted in the crowd with many people killed and wounded, perhaps hundreds. The stronger people trampled on the weaker people to escape, while we took refuge 1 meter away from the explosion next to the wall, she wrote. We watched that horrible scene. Bodies were floating in the sewers and hundreds of corpses filled the sidewalk. The dying and wounded were moaning. The departure plan through Kabul airport was thus completely cancelled. As we returned home a few steps from death, I thought that death had been chasing me for many years, but did not succeed, Mariam continued. I now realize that I was saved by Master over and over again. With the media director's help, the plan to escape Afghanistan changed to entering Iran across the land border. During the 2 weeks she stayed at her father's place in Iran, Mariam shared her experiences with practicing Falindafa and the blessings she received. I showed a video introducing Falindafa to my mother and my eldest sister. One of my brothers, my youngest sister, and my eldest sister became interested in practicing and read Duan Falun, she said. In September 2021, the three of them successfully arrived in Portugal. Mariam is very thankful to Master for his help. Looking back to those dangerous days, she could not help but wonder why she was not killed. Was my blood more important than the people who were sacrificed? Or did they not have a higher being to watch over them? or to hear their voices? She asks. One morning after waking up, she noticed that a scorpion was next to her pillow, but she was not harmed. From that experience, in those days of bewilderment, I came to the conclusion that Master sees our thoughts. My story is a sign that life and death are a matter of destiny, she said. I remember what Master said in Lecture 3 of Duan Falun, quote, "If you truly follow the righteous way in cultivation practice, nobody will dare to do something to you at will. Besides, you have the protection of my Fashen, and you will not be in any danger. What is owed must be paid for. Therefore, some dangerous things may occur in the course of cultivation practice. When these things take place, however, you will not be scared, and neither will real danger be allowed to happen to you," unquote. During the years before and after I began to practice Falun Dafa, I was steps from death many times, she said. If it were not for Master's protection, I would not be alive today.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Falun Dafa Saved a Young Man from Internet Addiction by Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on April 11, 2023. This Chinese New Year was special for my family. Many relatives noticed that I'd changed. My cousin's wife met me at a family get-together. Later on, she told my mother that I seemed warmer and more pleasant overall. I'd looked mean before, and she was afraid to talk to me. My mother also witnessed the changes in me. I brought a lot of money home this year, which I never did in the past. During the holidays at home, I washed the dishes, mopped the floor, took out the trash, etc. I was kinder and didn't throw any tantrums. Overall, my family enjoyed a more festive and happier New Year this time. I started to change when I began practicing Falun Dafa. I came to understand the meaning of life and what cultivation was all about and experienced significant improvement from the inside out, spiritually and physically. Like many other young people, my life used to be about pursuing and fighting for self-interest. I grew up in an atheist society and was always looking for opportunities to get what I wanted, without restraint. I hit rock bottom and became addicted to playing internet games, reading online novels and watching pornography. I couldn't control myself and played games day and night. I looked unhealthy and became unstable and narrow-minded. I was ashamed and depressed. I had heard good things about Falun Dafa over 10 years ago and quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and its youth organizations using my real name. Just a few months ago, I made up my mind to practice Falun Dafa. As a result, I realized the reasons for my addiction, which I had no idea about before. I was able to persevere and stop the temptation of addiction. The power of Dafa is magical. Now I know that Master removed those badly corrupted substances from me. Before practicing Dafa, I thought of cultivation as just a fairy tale, because I had lived in a country where the CCP imposes atheism and evolutionary theory on its citizens, indoctrinating us as early as elementary school. However, many people still believe in seeking out Qigong masters with supernatural abilities. I heard about them in my hometown too. In non-communist countries, people commonly have a belief. Having faith doesn't harm a society, nor does it have a negative impact on its development, but it does prompt respect from others. My health improved dramatically after I started cultivating. I used to stay up all night browsing the internet and always felt tired despite sleeping in longer the next day. Now I can sleep a little, but I still have plenty of energy. For example, I watched the broadcast of Shenyun Performing Arts on Lantern Festival Day. It was almost 3 a.m. by the time it was over. I remembered Master's Fa from teachings at the first conference in North America. Quote, Has it ever occurred to you that cultivation is the best form of rest? You can obtain the kind of rest that can't be obtained through sleep. Nobody would say, "The exercises are making me so tired that I can't do anything today." One would only say, "The exercises are making my whole body relaxed and at ease. I don't feel sleepy after a sleepless night. I feel full of energy. I feel completely fine after a day's work. Isn't that the case?" Unquote. I decided to do the exercises after watching Shen Yun, so I went to bed really late. Nevertheless, I woke up feeling great and was in high spirits later that morning. My mother said that she heard a buzzing sound and felt the air vibrate when I spoke to her. Many practitioners have experienced the miracles of Dafa. Some got better or recovered completely from terminal illnesses, posting before and after pictures as proof. Many remained safe when dangerous things occurred. There are too many miraculous incidents to mention.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.